Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space. These are exciting times for the supply chain industry as organizations explore the benefits of orchestrating technology and talent for their operations. The future of supply chain centers on the collaboration between human talent and technology to enhance efficiency, visibility, and resiliency. From AI-powered robots to advanced AMRs and emerging tech, the industry's future must be ready to spearhead these new processes together. So joining us for this conversation are Josh Klor, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Mugen Corp, Azim Azar, Founder of Exponential View, Jeff Larson, Director of Solutions at Ocado Intelligent Automation, and Christian Bursch, CEO and Co-Founder at Cardkin. They're going to discuss groundbreaking new robotics and technology transforming the supply chain and how the human component can work alongside it. Thanks everyone for being here. I'll start with you, Josh. What are some of the latest technological breakthroughs in robotics that are impacting the supply chain?
Yeah, there's a lot. I would say that really goes more broad into the overall just what is going on with technology and material handling within robotics. So there's a lot of new software companies out there that are controlling robotics in a unique way. There's also a lot going on with different form factors of robotics. So there's a lot of new technologies that are combining mobile robots and robot arms together to solve specific challenges. I'm thinking of each picking specifically. There's some cool technology out there for each picking with a robot arm on a mobile robot base. There's also the latest and greatest, really exciting thing is humanoids as well. So we're still looking for the right applications within material handling to really have more adoption of that type of technology, but it's really interesting and thought-provoking and exciting technology that's recently been launched.
Interesting. Azim, can you give us a brief glimpse into the supply chain robotics scene today regarding the type of robotic experimentation Josh was talking about?
The robotics scene is wild. It is so exciting right now. And you're starting to see this Cambrian explosion of experiments where you have quite surprising plays, and it's really flexible because you can just bring more of these collaborative robots on board as and when you need them. Then on the other hand, we have the direction that some companies are exploring with humanoid robots that can much more easily just fit into a workplace that's been designed for humans. We are still at the experimentation phase for those types of robots, absolutely. But you can imagine over the coming years having more and more of them in place. Even if they can't do the full spectrum of what a person can do, they can lighten the load and allow a single person to do the work of perhaps a handful within a few years.
Fascinating. Josh, can you discuss the benefits of these humanoid-type robots versus traditional conveyors and rollers that companies may currently use?
I would say that humanoids, well, the form factor is the real thing there that lets them go into existing environments where humans are already doing the work. I think there's still a lot of work to do to make them work within those environments as well as humans, obviously. The dexterity that humans have is not really matched quite yet in the robotics technology for humanoids specifically. Whereas on the other side, you've got conveyance or mobile robots or robot arms where it's bringing stuff to more static manipulators. That's going to be less flexible, but it's going to give you higher throughput within your building. It's going to give you more control within your building around those technologies. So humanoids can do this within existing operations, but robotics technologies that exist today, you have to really think about how you're going to do it. You have to plan for it, to really do some change process within your building to adopt that technology, which can be painful, but it's also something that makes you more reliable and has a higher throughput within your building.
Jeff, based on your experience, why are robotics and AI, such as potential humanoid robotics or other advanced automated systems, needed to transform the modern supply chain in terms of efficiency?
AI is turning the supply chain industry on its head, especially in the fulfillment space. We're starting to see higher throughput rates. We're starting to see faster pick rates. we're starting to see a more sustainable environment. And I can talk a little bit about what Ocado Intelligent Automation is doing in this space. From a AI perspective, we are using our robotic arms and they're learning how to pick up. And this is enabling us to not only pick up things faster to be more productive, but we're actually picking up a wider SKU range as a result of the AI that we're leveraging. We're also using AI in our Porter solution, which is our pallet moving AMR. It's actually able to determine the type of pallet that we're picking up, the orientation of that pallet, and it's a perfect pick every time. We're using our automation in our route planning software for our trucks that are delivering groceries to customers throughout the UK. And this is not only creating some fuel efficiency because we're grouping orders intelligently together on that run, but it's also enabling a greater customer experience, greater customer satisfaction, because we're meeting those SLAs at a greater rate.
There are a lot of processes that seem to benefit from these solutions. So, what are the most significant drivers behind companies adopting robotic solutions?
It's no question that Amazon changed the face of fulfillment just a few years ago. Customer expectation remains incredibly high with how fast inventory is expected to be delivered after it's being ordered. Sometimes it's a few hours, sometimes at the very latest, it's next business day. So AI is enabling us to process orders more quickly so that we can meet those customer expectations. Additionally, there's still labor shortages in the market. We're still hearing this from all of our customers, all of our prospects, and AI is helping us to bridge the gap between the labor that's required to get the order out the door versus the labor that's available in the market.
That brings me to my next question. Christian, with labor challenges rising, how can workers rest easy knowing that automation and robotics are here to help? How do these innovations empower them?
For many skilled workers, the fact is they actually spend a lot of time doing work outside of their special skill sets. So they do menial tasks, like transporting goods from one place to another. And what robots really help with is making these people more productive. So it's not just time consuming for them to hand carry stuff around or push stuff around with carts. It's also disruptive to their workflow, right? Like maybe leave what they're working on, their production place there. And sometimes it makes even unhappy employees if they have to go out in the rain and in the cold and carrying stuff around. So these are the simple tasks where the robots help employees to just be more productive. And particularly as there is like a shortage of skilled labor, it totally makes sense to have robots help in these cases.
So there's a collaborative aspect between human workers and automation that can open up new doors and opportunities. Jeff, can you discuss what approach automation providers should take to allow room for human-machine collaboration?
For our system to be successful, we have to be coordinating artificial intelligence, our robotic platform, and the people that are supporting the solution in order to achieve the results that we set out for. From an AI perspective, our system is analyzing in real time the entire operation, and it's actually changing and adopting the workflows based upon what is happening in that current moment. From a robotic standpoint, we have to rely on our robots to be able to move autonomously throughout the entire facility. From a human standpoint, well, these are cobots. They're designed to work with people. We need to ensure that we're providing the right information so the person can do their tasks successfully, and then let the robots and the AI complete the mission so that we can drive a value proposition to our customers.
So robotics and automation are designed to improve the process, not replace the human component, which is actually more important than ever. Is that collaborative piece something you see continuing well into the future?
If you talk to any automation provider, they would probably tell you our goal is to ultimately create a dark warehouse. It's for no labor whatsoever. We want to be able to pick and fulfill everything without having any human intervention. But the simple fact remains that that's just not simply going to be possible, and I don't believe that's going to be possible for quite some time. So the reliance on human is going to be incredibly important. And this is why we've designed our solutions to work alongside humans in the workplace, because they're our front line for trying to be able to manage exceptions or to be able to pick those challenging things that maybe you can't pick with a robot. With the Porter AMR, if they're doing case picking, it follows a similar workflow. With the pallet moving solution, we are moving all of the pallets from one area to another, but we do have a human that's going to be working alongside to do that manual intervention when it's necessary. If you talk to associates on the warehouse floor, pushing a cart is not exactly their favorite activity, and I think they would be very open to offsetting that with a robot. In fact, we do see in many cases that there are lower attrition rates and higher satisfaction among employees that are using our solutions because it does make their job easier in the warehouse.
With that, I imagine that quite a few challenges still arise when pairing robotics with humans. Azeem, what challenges do you see robotics facing when integrated with humans?
We don't know right now how human labor, robotics, and automation are going to balance. It's very, very dynamic. The underlying technologies are changing very rapidly. Some of them have only been available for a year or 2 years. So there's no sense that we've got to any stable equilibrium. If I were to guess over the longer term, the systems will get more and more capable and you will want to use more automation in these areas. The reason is it'll be cheaper, it'll be higher performance, it'll make fewer mistakes, and it'll be easier to hire for because every hiring manager is struggling to find people. But the question about the balance between the three is one where the answer, I think, will change every couple of years with every cycle of the technology getting more mature and more capable.
That's a valid point. How would you recommend companies overcome this challenge when implementing AI-driven automation across a facility?
The first thing you need is the right capabilities. Now, I know that sounds chicken and egg, but it really is the case. What are those capabilities? One is you need to have data, some kind of data. It doesn't need to be perfectly cleaned, but if your data is in a shocking state, you're going to make life harder for yourself. The second thing that you need is you really need to have people on the front line able to participate in these projects. I feel very strongly that AI projects work well when they engage with the users of the systems. And so, of course, you may work with a third party, but you really need to have some kind of ownership internally within the team. And the final thing that's really important with AI is that the most senior person in the company needs to believe this. They can't just buy in because they read in a business magazine that AI is the thing or because some consultancy told them this is the new thing. They have to really viscerally believe it. If you have those three things in place, a leader who's going to create the space, create the vision because he believes it, or she believes it, a team that is empowered to participate in it, and the core assets, which are to get access to some of the data, then I think you have the ingredients of building a successful AI project.
Josh, can you discuss more regarding the challenges with robotics in distribution environments?
Some of the general challenges with robotics today are really just around all the different types of packaging that you have within an environment. You have the items, and they have all different types of packaging, loose bags or form packs or just the product itself with a wrap around it. So there's a lot of different things that could happen there. And it's really all about the grasping of those items. So using vacuum is one way to do it. Mechanically grabbing is another way to do it. There's some technologies out there in grippers that have both vacuum and mechanically grabbing stuff for each picking. And that's one of the biggest challenges that remains out there is how do you pick the hundreds of thousands of items that you might have in an e-commerce fulfillment center. So that's one of the bigger ones. And then on the case manipulation side, specifically in grocery, there's still really hard stuff to move around. You think of a tray full of bananas, right? There's no top or anything like that. So it's still very hard. So I think whether it's humanoids or robot arms, the grasping is one of the toughest challenges inside of robotics.
With these challenges comes that human piece we've been talking about. There's a need for human and machine collaboration to thwart these types of challenges. Christian, for companies looking to adopt future innovations, what efficiency improvements might they see?
In many companies, we see lots of their facilities are actually not that much automated. It's still a lot of manual labor, and particularly in older buildings. The buildings, the facility have grown over years or even decades, as well as the processes. And it would be really disruptive to just change everything around robots. And also very, very capital intensive usually. So what we're seeing the most success with is finding more isolated use cases, we call them islands of automation, that we can pick off and say like, hey, here's like a pretty immediate benefit for the company to use robots, where maybe a simple task where production engineers bring samples from a production line to a lab, or restock every once in a while materials, getting that from the shipping and receiving warehouse. And these are individual tasks that the robots can just help with and automate individually. And the ROI is pretty instant, and like the investment is much, much lower.
Okay, as we start to wrap this up, Jeff, what are some integral components of implementing AI-driven robotics that you believe are going to define the future of the supply chain?
I may be in the minority on this piece, but I think it's going to be how we're using AI to analyze the data sets that's coming out of these solutions. And so I think we're on the precipice right now where we're really starting to say who is using the data that's coming out of the solutions most effectively are going to succeed, and those who aren't are going to slowly fade out of the market. And what I'm starting to see now is with AI being used with data analysis is everyone becomes a data scientist to begin with. So anyone can run a statistical analysis and have confidence that what they're analyzing is accurate. And this is enabling us to make better decisions on things like our product roadmap. What do our customers actually need to be successful? But likewise, it's also enabling us to give better visibility to our customers. We can have more predictive analytics with true actionable insights that aren't based on a canned query. It's actually based on what is the unique need of this particular operation, and then it's making a customized response for how they can adapt, how they can change, so that they can see improvements in their performance.
As a closer, Josh, how do you see AI robotics and automation evolving? And what else should companies look out for?
There's a lot going on in AI generally now. I see that it's having a big impact on vision technologies. It's having a big impact on manipulation. And I would say that the big changes that we'll see in the short term are not really necessarily AI driven, they're more form factor driven. We've had a robot and it's been four axis or a six axis robot for a long time. But I think there's going to be a lot more form factor changes. So we've got a couple of different humanoids today and they all look a little different, but there's also a combination of shuttles and robot arms together. There's mobile robots with robot arms on top. So I think you're going to see a lot more form factors to solve unique challenges within the warehouse coming out over the course of the next 5 to 10 years. And that's going to be able to launch us forward a little bit more in terms of the efficiency that robotics can have within a warehouse.
Thank you, Josh, Azeem, Jeff, and Christian for joining us on this episode of the MHI Cast and for sharing your insights on the future of AI and robotics and the collaborative aspect between machine and human workers. And a big thank you to our audience for tuning in. At MHI, we never stop exploring new opportunities to help you take your manufacturing and supply chain operations to the next level of success. Thanks for making us part of your professional development journey.